Welcome to episode 34 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, so last week was Blade, and we're doing The Master of Ragnarok and Blesser of Ironjar? Something like that. Can't pronounce that last word. You wanna try it?
Ironjar.
But there's a H-E-R there. Yeah. It's not silent.
How do you know? It's Nordic.
Why would it be?
It's Nordic!
Anyway. So we're doing this one finally. We spun it last season for tea, and we couldn't do it then because there's only two episodes out. We explained this in the last episode. So it finally finished. We're doing it now. I'm just gonna call it The Master of Ragnarok, and I'm gonna skip the last part. The Master of Ragnarok is a Japanese light novel series written by Seiichi Takayama and illustrated by Yuki-san. It's being serialized into a manga at the moment because a light novel is more like a book. Mm-hmm. Mangas are, you know, little chapters that get released every week. An anime television series adapted it, EMT Squared, and it aired from July 8th to September 23rd of 2018.
Do you know how to spell Thor's hammer?
Why?
Do you know how to spell it? The word for it?
Not offhand, but I know it's like a literal, I don't know.
There's silent letters in that, and that's
Nordic. Oh, God. Fuck off, DJ.
Okay, what's the premise of this one?
They don't actually tell you, really, which is odd. You think they would explain it. Most animes do that in the very first episode. All right, I got transported to an ancient civilization, and I found my cell phone. But they don't really do that. They just sort of show it to you. They never, and by the way, they never explain why his cell phone works in the ancient world that he's in.
Yes, I do.
When?
In, like, the first episode.
What do they do? How do they explain it?
He says he's losing his charge, and he has to leave it out in the sun.
No. It physically turns on because it's solar power. But what is it connecting to? You know, that's what I'm talking about. What cell network is there in this ancient world that he's able to connect to? So they never once explained that. But anyway, so...
I took it as... Because he can talk to...
He can call his girlfriend.
And in the real world there is... So I assume when he's there, he has a connection. As long as there's a Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah, he has a connection. But, like, why is what I'm saying? Why can he call her? Why is he able to connect to the internet? They never once explained that.
Magic.
That's not magic. It's technology.
Yeah, but it's magic. It's a magical portal.
They have to tell you that. And they didn't. That's all... That's my biggest... not my biggest complaint. But that's my biggest complaint about...
This is... You're wearing...
Trying to suspend disbelief for this show. That just upset me.
Why are you complaining about a technical aspect in a harem anime?
Anyway, I don't know, but that's an issue I had of it. He gets transported to this, we're just gonna skip past the rest of that. He gets transported to, it's actually the same world, it's still Earth, it's just like 3,000 years, I don't know, ago, something like that.
It could be, who knows?
They did give you a number towards the end, but I don't remember.
Not really.
They started talking about it a little.
A little bit, but they said...
They didn't get into it too in-depth, for sure.
But they also said it could be an alternate reality.
They did, they who knows. So anyway, he gets transported there. You don't know why or how. They sort of go breach it on a little bit. Someone did a dance, and they pick someone at random to bring back.
I guess.
He has his cell phone, which is his solar powered, so he can Google things like ancient battle formations, how to make iron, how to make steel and stuff. So he sort of rises through the ranks, becomes the patriarch of this country. God, do they love to use that word.
I can sum this show up for you right now. In the first 5 minutes, first thing you see is a naked girl walking out of a lake.
Yeah, that was weird.
That's the show.
You don't actually see her naked, but you see the silhouette and everything.
That's what it is.
You never actually see nipples or anything.
And
it's not
what's
like
even
that
weirder
one show that we watched.
This is practically a harem, and he's the patriarch of the family.
Patriarch.
Yeah.
Just call him the king. What is so weird?
But they do that purposely so that he can call his little harem,
yeah,
either sisters or daughters.
Yeah, there's some sort of ritual where they become his siblings or they become his daughters. And if they do that, then they're closer than actual family. You can't betray each other.
But they wanted you to feel there's a whole incest vibe going on.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
That's what they wanted to do because they could have called it anything else.
Yeah, it could have been anything
and
else.
Because all of his sisters and all his daughters have
thrown. They all want to fuck him.
Yeah, and literally.
So it's almost like a competition. Who's going to get it first?
There's like four different occasions where they're literally naked throwing themselves at him.
And he's like, no, I have a girlfriend, get off me. And they're like, no, we're gonna sponge bath you with our boobs, because that's what we want to do. And he's like, no, please don't. It's almost rape.
Yeah.
Almost.
It's pretty funny how against it he is.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird how against it he is. I get that you have a girlfriend that you care about, but you're all young. You got hormones. You would do it.
I don't...
You would.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you.
No, I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying anyone would.
No, but my point...
It doesn't make any sense to be saying no.
I have a question in general that I just thought about. I haven't watched a lot of harem animes.
And neither have I, but I've seen one or two.
But...
The guys are always either oblivious to it, or they don't want it. There's never a guy that's all about it, because if he's all about it, it's going to turn into a hentai.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. I was going to ask,
both of these people, the ones that are either oblivious to their advances or the ones that don't want it, they're just as frustrating. They're both equally frustrating to watch.
Right, yeah. That was my question, because I wasn't sure if all of them were like that.
Unfortunately. That's the biggest, probably the biggest trope of any harem, is that the male character is always going to be oblivious or not want it.
No, there are reverse harems then, right? There's the girl one.
There's a couple. I mean, we sort of had one, remember, with the spirits and all the different guys. That wasn't really a harem, but in a sense it was, because all the guys were there to protect her, and let's be real, they all wanted her.
The only reason why that one was that way is because it was based off a visual novel, and all visual novels are just basically like dating sims.
A lot of them are, but not all of them. I mean, Sword Art Online, a visual novel, sure, there's a couple girls that are into them, but not like a harem.
No, I gotcha. But, I mean, even with Sword Art Online, his sister's into him, so.
Well, his sister's a cousin, technically. They just live together, so they call each other siblings. The only reason why I remember that is because I just watched, like, the first 13 episodes of Sword Art.
Why?
Just to rewatch it. It's a decent show. It's on Netflix. Hit play, and, it's in the background.
Well, the first half of it's good, anyway.
Yeah, the second half sucks. It really does.
Hold on, before...
off track.
Off track. I just want to point out, it's not that the second half is bad. It just goes really, really strange places.
And it's really slow.
Yeah.
It's not as interesting. It's not as interesting because he starts a new game.
Yeah,
and he's instantly at the same level. And they sort of explain it.
We're not reviewing Sword Art Online.
Apparently we are.
We'll get through that one eventually. Let's get back on track.
Back on track. Blesser of whatever. Thor's hammer.
Yeah, because that's basically what happens. At one point they say, he's forging the Nordic mythologies, apparently.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so back to the premise real quick. He becomes the patriarch of this nation. And the reason why he's able to do that is because he has his stuff when he's able to look up all this different information and figure things out that can better their army.
He's cheating.
Yeah, he calls himself a cheater. So that could have been really cool and interesting.
Yeah.
If they had focused the show on that and that alone.
Yeah, not the harem.
Not the harem part. The harem's probably 95% of it, and the rest of it's 5%, and it's done really well. The second he whips out a new tactic, it works for a moment, and then it's immediately taken over. He has to whip out a different tactic, and it's so bad.
Yeah, this one had potential to be good. It just wasn't.
It could have been really interesting. It could have been great.
But it wasn't at all. It was kind of terrible, honestly.
And it's so frustrating to see all these animes that have good premises, great premises even, and then just beaten to death with some other trope or some other element. This one has to be the harem. It's just beaten to death with it, and it's hard to watch.
Yeah, I mean, we've run into that problem a few times. Like, next episode we're going to do C, but the last C we got was Chivalry of a Found Knight, which had a decent premise, but still fell short.
Yeah, sure.
So, I mean, and that was also a show we never heard of before that we just went into, so.
So it's just so frustrating. And the harem part, the Ichi, however you want to pronounce it.
Is that the Japanese word for harem?
Harem's harem, I believe. Ichi is, Ichi, I don't know how to pronounce it, is sort of like the fan service word. It's you know, you're gonna see boobs, you're gonna see panty flashes. That part of it was definitely there, but they didn't go over the top with it. You didn't actually see nudity or anything like we did in the one show.
it's not Queen's Blade.
Yeah, it's not Queen's Blade. I couldn't think of the name. It's not Queen's Blade.
I'm looking forward to
the second season. But it's close, right?
Forward to second season of
Queen's Blade. I bet you are. So, like, it's not to the point where it's unabashedly unafraid of showing you things, right. Which, as much as I dislike having all that aspects of the sexuality, because I'm not in it for that, if it was there, it would have held more of my attention.
Right.
Just because I'm a man.
Let me just point out something. I'm not looking forward to Queen's Bay because of the nudity.
Sure.
No, I'm really not. Uh-huh. If you remember my review from last time, I found that hilarious.
Oh, it was funny, yeah. Because of you, you said the unabashedness of it.
Yeah.
You said that, and that's why I just brought it up, because it was a good way to portray it.
Right. I found it hilarious. And I'm
it was funny for sure. Especially the breast milk. Of acid breast milk. Oh my god.
It was unintentionally funny.
It was so hard.
But yeah. Anyway. Back to
Queens. Back to Queensway. No, back to Blesser.
Yeah, back to the one that we really don't care about because we have nothing to say. This is the second one in a row.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Like, the sexuality with the siblings and all that was weird.
This was only
the rapiness of it was weird. Yeah,
it was only 12 episodes. So.
It was, thank God.
I mean, and it had some military aspect of it. There were a couple male characters in it.
Yes.
Like, there was the guy based on Thor.
Yeah.
And his brother. They try to throw a story in there about 7 episodes in, but by the time...
It's just, it's not together enough to hold your attention.
Yeah, no. I mean...
Towards the end, they sort of explain that this lady did a dance to bring him, and they looked up how to dance to send him back, and that sort of happens in the last episode, but they don't actually show it to you, she just does it off screen.
I thought the main sister brought him into the world.
Yeah, I think she did bring him.
And
bring
then
him
the
people in the world brought him back, I believe.
No, the witch on the opposite side sent him.
I don't know.
The witch on the opposite side of the army sent him back because he was
winning. Yes, that was it. That's one then.
But she sent him back, but the
his, he left his cell phone there.
Yeah. But the main sister, the main girl that was in love with him in the past, brought him forth by accident somehow.
Okay. I didn't remember that, but okay.
Yeah, because I think that's how that played out.
Yeah, and it's weird. A lot of the different characters have these weird powers.
Uh-huh.
But somehow, none of those powers went through the generations or in the real world if they're not in a different dimension.
They're born with powers, but I guess they're born with these ruins that are
in them, and they can use them sometimes, but not always.
And some of them have two.
Yeah.
Which are overpowered.
Yeah, but then they limit them. It's really weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It was actually, now I'm thinking about it, it was kind of hard to follow.
Yeah, it's thrown together a lot, and they don't ever explain anything fully. It's like, oh, look, this is something really cool I can do, and then they sort of don't show it again until much later, and then when they do it, it doesn't really work out.
So, that was the other thing with this one. So, he's trying to get back to his girlfriend.
He's not really trying, but yeah. He says he is.
Yeah.
But he's focusing on just bringing all these nations together. There's almost no research, if any at all, trying to figure out how to get back.
Now, if this was a good show, that would have been the ending. Him getting back to the girlfriend, back to the real world, and living his normal life. But no.
Oh, right.
No. He goes back. He gets back.
Because he cares about them.
He not only does he get back and wants to go back to crap hell that has no electricity, no plumbing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No.
No nothing.
Who wants to live somewhere? And they didn't even mention that in the last episode. Like, it's going to be hard to live back then.
Yeah. So.
Are you sure you want to come? He's talking to his girlfriend.
Yeah. Not only does he want to go back, but he proposes to his girlfriend. So she has to come live back with them. So he wants to go back to his harem, essentially.
Yeah, he does. So, but with his girlfriend.
With his girlfriend.
So if there's a second season, and God, I really wish there isn't, and if there ever is one, I hope we don't have to ever review it, I hope it doesn't pop up. But if there's another one, obviously the whole harem arc is gonna be her trying to protect him from them.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I'm done with this one.
It was bad. I think I'm done with it too. We're only a few minutes in, 14 or so.
Oh, well.
But it's pretty bad, it's terrible. I don't ever recommend watching it, even if just for the harem aspect and the Ichi part. The boobs and stuff. Even that isn't to the point where I would recommend watching it.
I can't recommend it, but it wasn't.
But if you're in it for that, the you know, the sexuality part, it's not to the point to where I could recommend, all right, you know, this is really good for that.
There are some
shows that are good for that. I just don't feel like this one is.
I'm just saying it's not as bad as some of the other ones watched.
Oh, yeah, no, like, so there's some things that are, I want to give it a 1 or a -1 or something, yeah, no. For sure. This isn't that bad. It's going to hold part of your attention.
Yeah,
might
no.
be the in your pants,
I'm actually leaning,
but it's going to hold part
I'm
of it.
I'm leaning towards, like, a 3 or 4.
Yeah, I'd say 3 or 4. Because, solid 3, maybe a 4.
Yeah, because it just isn't, that's the problem. It's just not terrible enough to really hold your interest either, so it's not going to infuriate you, so it's just kind of dull at points, so I guess, yeah.
A couple mouse clicks there, sorry.
Whatever.
Yeah, 3.5, 4, something like that. So it's the end of the episode.
Uh-huh.
We're going to roll for category C next episode.
We're going to spin, not roll, but okay.
Yeah, roll spin, that's all I'm saying.
No, it's not.
All right, we're going to spin. I'll give you that one.
Spin.
Still category C, though.
Whatever. All right, we're going to get some applause here.
No, we're not. That's only happened like once or twice. TJ Speck?
No.
Claymore? We got Claymore. That's, I know a little bit about it. I'm not going to talk about it now. It's one of those, I'm not going to say classic animes, but it's definitely something, if you watch anime, you either seen or you're going to watch at some point.
Oh, yeah?
It's something I know a lot of people have talked about online. I've seen it pop up countless times over the years, just in discussions and looking through anime subreddits and stuff. People like it. We'll see.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, I only know a little bit about it.
Okay.
So anyway, guys, next episode.
Claymore.
Claymore.
All right, see you guys.
Have a good one.